The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached and embraced his feet and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priest all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say, his disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep. If this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed, and this story has circulated among the Jews to this present day. The Gospel of the Lord. There's a couple of things that, to try to put all this into context. It says here that Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went quickly from the tomb. It seems that there was a lot of back and forth that Easter morning. Yesterday's gospel from Sunday Mass, we only focused on Mary. But we know from the other accounts that two, possibly three of the women went to the tomb that morning. But John's Gospel only focused on Mary. Mary ran back and got the other two disciples, John, Peter and John, and they all ran to the tomb. And Mary remained behind after John and Peter left. And possibly the other women were also near at hand. And then the Lord appears to them. And and that's where we pick up the story today. Now, what I find interesting about this account is that Jesus says to them, "Don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Now, this is a puzzling instruction because later that very day, Jesus will appear to them in Jerusalem. And why is it that Matthew says the instruction of the angel, which is that they will go to Galilee where he will see them? Now, there's a couple of explanations that are possible. One is that the angel is referring to other disciples rather than the apostles. I don't think that's very likely. I think the likelier explanation is that Matthew wasn't going to treat of the Jerusalem appearances, so he only includes part of the instruction of the angels. Maybe the angel said something like this, "Tell my brothers they will see me, and then they will go to Galilee where they will also see me." Since Matthew wasn't going to treat of these Jerusalem appearances like John does, then he simply didn't include the full instruction. But nevertheless, let's just take the gospel account at face value. Notice this instruction. "Tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Now, this is no small feat. Galilee is about 60, maybe 70 miles to the north of Jerusalem. And therefore, they have to make this journey in order to see Jesus. And isn't that us? Isn't that you and me? I mean, we have to go to Galilee to see Jesus. I think that sometimes we forget that we're on this pilgrimage. We just kind of want things to happen automatically. And yet, the Lord gives us this instruction. Go to Galilee. Make this journey, and there they will see me. In other words, tell them to come to faith in the resurrection. To have enough faith to make this journey, and then they will see me. Isn't that again? Isn't that us? The Lord is saying to us, have enough faith to believe that I've risen from the dead. Make this journey to Galilee. namely to the day of your death, and make this journey, and then you'll see me. That's you and me. We believe, we know that Jesus is risen from the dead. We certainly have evidence. Others have told us, in this case, the disciples who have heard from Mary Magdalene and others, that he is alive, they've seen him. They're called to faith. You and I are called to faith because of what others that whom we trust tell us. And there is this there is this call for us to accept the testimony of the church and to be willing, based on that faith that we have, that God gives us, to make that journey, the journey of our life, a journey that's trusting and loving. Tell my brothers to go to Galilee. Now, this leads to the third explanation for why the Lord actually appeared in Jerusalem first. The disciples did not believe Mary Magdalene and the other women. They simply dismissed their talk as unreliable. These women are hysterical, they're seeing things, you know. They just dismissed it. So the Lord had to appear in Jerusalem to bring them to faith, and then he would have them go to Galilee. That's a third explanation for this rather unusual instruction. But again, the call for you and me is to accept the testimony of the church, to believe, and to make the journey to Galilee, our Galilee, namely the day of our death, as we move forward to the day when we will see the Lord, and to accept the testimony of the church. And so it is that's the kind of faith that there is one account in the resurrection appearances where the Lord rebukes them for their unbelief because they did not believe the testimony that was given to them. And again, we don't want the Lord to rebuke us, and so just listen to what he says. Tell my brothers, tell my sisters, go to Galilee. There they will see me. Amen.